The ultimate breach of trust, World Economic Forum is the commercial sidearm of the UN Corporation October 22, 2022. By Justice Anavon writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Now, 100 years too late, we find out that the Spanish flu that ravaged the world after the First World War wasn't really the problem. The problem was Bayer Incorporated, a German pharmaceutical corporation, telling doctors to give gross overdoses of their own new product, Bayer aspirin, which then simulated the symptoms of a hemorrhagic fever. Then the same doctors were told that everyone should wear cloth masks, which led to the majority of victims dying from bacterial pneumonia, not the Spanish flu. Anthony Fauci knew this, but you didn't until just now. The truth was suppressed to prevent legal action against Bayer and the healthcare professionals, who, also unknown to us, had been quietly conscripted into quasi-military service as uniformed officers under Title 37. So, yes, licensed medical doctors can be used as government agents and as soldiers, as anti-intuitive as that may be. We have had plenty of other examples of heinous medical malpractice and cover-ups involving these uniformed officers as government agents. The Tuskegee experiments and Agent Orange come to mind. It took the vermin 30 years, 1987, to admit that there might be a problem with Agent Orange exposure. By then, over 200,000 servicemen and civilians, almost four times more people killed than the number of Americans killed in combat, had died, many with ailments like penile cancer, that are virtually unique to Agent Orange. The Tuskegee experiments are infamous enough so that everyone should know by now, but for anyone who doesn't know, African American servicemen were deliberately used as guinea pigs to study syphilis. And let die. There are reasons to connect those infamous experiments with ongoing efforts to use sexually transmitted diseases as vectors for even more deadly illnesses, AIDS. Again, a sexually transmitted disease was used as a vector to target black men and homosexuals, with a debilitating and deadly disease. In biowarfare terms, that's called gain of function. We all had to live in fear and lose millions of lives worldwide, especially in Africa, and spend billions of dollars on AIDS research and therapies, so the criminals responsible could line their pockets and build careers. Anthony Fauci knew that, but nobody told you, until now. So when we tell you that Ukraine was being used by NATO as a staging ground to develop illegal biowarfare agents, and had more than a dozen laboratories and factory facilities in place churning out deadly diseases like Carter's little liver pills, you should be able to read the tea leaves and know the truth about this for yourselves. Virtually every deadly communicable disease you have ever heard of has been patented by the US Incorporated. Ebola, swine flu, AIDS, HIN1, Zika, you name it, they or government employees, like Anthony Fauci, have patented it for profit. And the evidence is standing there in the US Patent Office for anyone with a security clearance to see. Since their nuclear arsenals have been rendered largely obsolete by new technology, they are worried that they no longer have the means to kill every living thing 10 times over. So now the cretins have turned to illegal, immoral, outlawed biowarfare instead. And now, you, your family, and your neighbors are involved in another of their experiments, just like the Tuskegee Airmen. Remember, please, that we were on the front lines telling everyone how to naturally boost immunity, how to improve household hygiene, and warning everyone who would listen not to take any shots. We suspected that given their track record, the cure would be the killer. And we were right. All around the world, over 2 million people have died and hundreds of thousands have suffered from an astounding array of adverse reactions, everything from paralysis to bizarre blood clotting diseases, to myocarditis in healthy young people and blindness, to immune diseases akin to AIDS, Parkinson's, ALS, and of course, anaphylactic shock. This is not in dispute. This is what the governments are admitting themselves, and if anything, we can expect that the actual numbers are 10 times worse. Many people are now starting to stagger around in circles and drop down dead with symptoms of mad cow disease, and still others are developing various mysterious organ failures, the most popular being acute appendicitis followed by pancreatic necrosis, that means that the pancreas dies and starts to rot inside you. Have you had enough? Fed up with the AMA and the self-interested government corporations? Scared enough by their insanity to wake up at last? The US Incorporated is not your government. It's a foreign government subcontractor. The USA Incorporated is not your government. It's a foreign government subcontractor. And they are engaged in war for profit, illegally, on our land and soil, threatening and killing people for profit. The UN Corp isn't your government, either, it's just another lawless corporation trying to confuse itself with the United Nations organization. The UN Corp was started in 1943 by the Nazi-affiliated Vichy government. It is and always was run by Nazis, who didn't just vanish after World War II, and were never limited to the German Nazi Party. So much attention was focused on Hitler and the German Nazis that we forgot about the French Nazis and Swiss Nazis and Dutch Nazis and English Nazis. And yes, American Nazis like Prescott Bush. That's why you see Nazi swastikas and SS emblems on the helmets of the elite Ukrainian forces. That's not Russian propaganda. That's the God's honest truth. And the World Economic Forum, the commercial side arm of the UN Corp, is infested with Nazis and perverts and elitists worse than Hitler. This lawlessness has got to end. If we don't take care of this problem ourselves, we will suffer the same fate as Ukraine, and justly so. When a country fails to govern itself and conduct its affairs responsibly, the other nations of the world suffer. When the Ukraine or the United States become havens for criminals, it's not just us impacted. Sooner or later, other countries who are harmed do precisely what Vladimir Putin has done. They act to eradicate the problem. In his case, the straw that broke the camel's back was the proliferation of NATO-funded biological warfare facilities proliferating in Ukraine. For many years, I have encouraged the world to treat this as a crime problem, not as a political or military one. But if we sit on our hands any longer and continue to accept the failure of our own justice system to deal with corporate criminality, we have nobody to blame but ourselves if other countries attack us. After all, if we fail to arrest and otherwise deal with the criminal elements in our society, someone else will have to do it. So far, the rest of the world has kept faith that we will clean up our own mess, but it is certainly time for us to speak up and take appropriate lawful action. Go to www.theamericanstatesassembly.net and do your public duty.